Good to have Brother Joe and Sister Jessica with us this morning. And I was listening to Brother Joe the other day, and he's preaching on the power of the blood, and he was talking about the Adams family. And so we have part of the Adams family with us this morning. And I know if Brother Luis was here, he'd be up here snapping his fingers. But it's good to have them this morning with us. I've known Sister Jessica for a number of years, and it's good to see her again, and so just thank the Lord for see each one of you this morning. So let's just bow our heads before we get started on our Sunday school lesson. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you for your blessings on us, and Lord, we just pray that you come speak to us this morning. Lord, just bless each part of the service, the Sunday school, Lord, and the ones downstairs, Sunday school classes, Lord, Father. And Lord, I just pray you bless the singing this morning, Lord, every part of the service, Brother Joe, as he comes this morning to bring the word to us, Father. Pray you just touch him in his body and his mind, Lord. Renew his strength, Father. Just give him what we have need of this morning. May we hear from you. And Lord, we'll give you all the honor and glory for all things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. So this morning, we'll speak on being led on our journey. And starting here in Hebrews. Can y'all see that, or is that too small? You can see it good. Hebrews 12:1 says, "Wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with such a great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run this race with patience, the race that is set before us." And then in Genesis 12, we're going to deal with this quite a bit. Genesis 12:1-5, and it says, "Now the Lord said unto Abram, Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land I will show thee. And he said, I will make thee a great nation. I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curseth thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abram took Sarah his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran. And they went forth to go into the land of Canaan. And into the land of Canaan they came." And Brother Branham was speaking in the message, Abraham, this quote. But he was speaking of Lot, and Brother Brown speaking of Abraham starting out with Lot. And the scripture says that he had told him, he said, to go out, depart from your kindred and all. And he said he started out, but he took Lot with him. And he says, and he went in the way that God had told him, but God told him to depart from your kindred, which he didn't. He took Lot with him. And Brother Brown was speaking here, and he said they're on their journey. And we know that in the beginning, Abraham and Lot's herdsmen were fighting. And he said, Lot had already backslidden in his heart and went toward Sodom. And he said, you know the end of him. But Abraham, as soon as he had done what God told him to do, to separate himself from his kindreds and everything. So he had to separate from all that God had told him to do. Because when God told him to separate and go in the land I'll show you, well, he had to go the way God told him to go. And God had a way for him to go. But then when he took them along, he was talking about Lot and his wife. And he's talking about Mrs. Lot. Said she was a hindrance to him. But the Bible says to lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily beset us. And he said, we're in this journey. He said, let us run with patience the race that's set before us, looking to the author and finisher of our faith, the Lord Jesus Christ. So this morning, when we're looking at this, that's the reason I read Hebrews 12:1 for us to lay aside all these things and get in this race that God's called us to. And you know, the thing is he set the race before us. He's leading the way. And so all that we have to do is follow him in every way that he leads us. And just like he started Abraham, and we'll read, you know, we're the seed of Abraham. And so we're going on, as Brother Bram said, we're going on that same journey. Every believer, Every seed of God, every seed of Abraham goes that same, takes that same journey. And so you're walking that same journey, whether you go the same way, he said, you got to lay aside everything. And all the things that God says not to take with you. But Abraham started out in the way that God had told him to go. But the one thing is he didn't go out the way God told him to go out. Because he took Lot with him. And we see that later on, there was a lot of hindrance there. There was a lot of baggage and things that he took along with him. Took a lot of stress and heartaches with him. But when he laid all that aside, then God was able to lead him to the place that he needed to come to. And so he was, especially Brother Collie, Brother Daugherty. But you know, God leads us in the way he wants us to go. And all we got to do is follow the path that he's laid out for us. And you know, God leads us in a certain path, and you know, you have to go the way that God calls you. It's not the same path that God calls everybody else on. There's a journey that you've got to go, and you know, the old song is, if mama don't go, it's not going to hinder me. If papa don't go, it's not going to hinder me. If the preacher don't go, it's not going to hinder me. I'm on my way. And you know, if we know the way that God has led us, it's not what everybody else is trying to do. It's the way that God leads us. God leads us in a certain way, and we got to get on our own journey and go the way that God leads us. And the one thing that you'll always find, because many people say, well, God told me to do this, and the Lord spoke to me about this. Well, the one thing that you'll always find, whatever God leads you to do, is always going to be scriptural. You're always going to find it in the Word. So many times people want to talk about how God leads them, but the problem is it's contrary to the Word. And if it's contrary to the Word, then that's not God. Because God's only going to lead you in the path that God has called you to, but he's going to show you in the Word. Amen. And so as I was listening to a brother the other day, and you know, you got to stay in the Word. You got to know what the Word is. If you don't know the Word, how you plan on leading and going if you don't know what the Word says? And it's important for us to have our own experience to know what the Word of God says. And through the Word, we come to this, because without the Word, you'll never come to a new birth. It takes, because it is the birth of the Word. And it takes knowing the Word and having the Word sown in you and holding on to that Word till that Word becomes quickened. And it says, the Holy Ghost is the token that we have been pardoned. So the case is closed. He said, to every man and woman that truly has received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, he has been tried, he is identified with his attorney, with his judge, and his sacrifice. And he says, and the token he holds is his possession that shows that his trip is paid to glory. Amen. Right. It's all over. He holds that token. It's his. The baptism of the Holy Spirit, which is the witness of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So we've had the, as Brother Ram was talking about, the token shows that the fare has been paid. Right. But the problem is you've got to get on board. Amen. You've got to go the same way, just as Brother Dale always talked about, you know, you can't catch a plane at the train station. There's a place that you've got to be, that if you've got this, if you're going, then you've got the token, then the token's going to bring you to the place where you need to be. Because the fare has already been paid. We've already got the price that's been paid for us, but we've got to be in the place that we're going to get, that God has for us, that we're going to go. And he says, if you haven't got that token, he said, you're not coming in. You must have the token. That's the required price. He said, when I see the blood is the token. When I see the blood, I'll pass over you. You must have the token. If you don't, why, you won't go. You've got to have the token. And so many times, you know, people think that they have the token, and they think they've got the fare paid, and you know, but they go through the motions, but they don't have the assurance that they need to know that it's been paid. Because, you know, it's important to know, the most important thing that you can do is have the new birth. To have that assurance, because if you think you do and don't, you're going to be in bad shape. Because there's one day that you're going to realize, I don't have what I think I've got.
Right.
You know, because one of these days people are going to wake up and they'll realize, you know what, the rapture's already gone and they've missed it. Because that's the reason it's so important. He said, lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily beset us, and let us run this race. You've got to come to this place. You've got to get on that journey. And now it's not just slow walking. But, you know, in the short time that we've got today, because in living in such a late hour, it's so important for us to run this race.
Right.
You know, because when you're running a race, you get to a place where, you know what, nothing else is slowing you down. You've got your eye on one objective, and all that is to get to that place. You start on the line, and the first thing you do is you know where the goal is, you know what the end marker is, and then you're going to run your race. And we all have to run our portion of that race. And there's a race for each one of us. And we got to have our mind set on that. And it's like, lay aside everything else. Because, you know, people hold on to things that... that will hold you back. And it's like, now's the time to get rid of all those things. Whatever. And many times, it's like Brother Bram said, you sit down and you go calm through your life. You look things over and say, Lord, is there anything that is hindering me? Is there anything that's not pleasing to you? Because if it's the most important thing, it's more important than life itself. Because having this assurance is more important than your next breath. And to know these things and seek out these things, Lord, I want to know what I need, because I want to make sure that the price is paid, that I'm ready to go.
Right.
So I can be on this journey. And he said, if you don't, he said, you won't go.
Right.
It's important that we have this token.
Yes, amen.
And you know, if the Lord begins to deal with your heart, you know, I want to know. I want to be right. Lord, search me. Try me. See if there's anything that's wicked in me that I can get rid of all these things, because I don't want anything hindering me.
Amen.
Because, you know, there's one thing about it. If you realize if there's something hindering you, then you know what? You hinder the whole body. Because some people, you know, they still hold on to hard feelings and things that have went on in the past, and they still carry these things, and they still can't get over it. Well, you know what? There's one here this morning that can help you get rid of all those things.
Amen.
To relieve you of all those things. Because I was listening to Brother Joe preach some time back, and he was talking about things in his life, and he's like, you know, you fight these things, you struggle with these things, and you know, he's like, well, I can't get over them. But you know what? There's one that will cross your path one day, and he will be there for you to take those things away from you.
Right. Amen.
You know, because it's just like, you know, you're carrying this great weight, this great yoke upon you. You're struggling and walking, and somebody walks up to you and says, can I help you with that? Oh, no, I got it. And you're just struggling along, and somebody's walking right beside you. Can I help you with that? No, I'm struggling along, breathing hard, sweating, struggling. Can I help you with that? No, I got it. Well, if you were carrying something hard and you're struggling, and somebody's standing there day after day after day after day coming by you and asking you, can I help you with that? What did he say? He said, Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden.
Amen. Amen.
And he said, I'll give you rest.
Amen.
And he said, lay your burdens upon me. He said, so he's there to help you, for you to give him your burdens.
Right.
And he's there. And so when the word comes forth, they say, oh, I still struggle with these things. I still have this problem. Well, you know what? The word comes every single day to us to let us know. Listen, if you've got a struggle with something, then you just lay it upon him.
That's right.
You say, well, my children aren't saved. And I still say, you know what? I lay that upon him.
Amen.
Because, you know, he said he's going to carry that burden. I'm going to put it in your hands, Lord. But lots of times we like to carry it with him. It's like, oh, well, I got a little part of this, God. And it's like, well, I didn't give it to all of you, but, you know, I gave you 70%. I got 30%. I got 80. I'm giving you 80%, but I still got 20%.
Yeah.
Well, every part that you're holding on, you're not putting in the hands of God.
Right. That's right.
And then there's the hindrance in our life, is because we hadn't turned things over to him completely.
Yes.
Because when it comes to these things in our life, we've not totally surrendered to God.
That's right.
Because what is it? When the Holy Ghost comes in, then what does it do? It starts from faith, and then it comes to virtue. What is it? It's the life of God being birthed into us.
Amen.
It's a growth development. Yeah. What is it? As those things become to grow into us, then guess what? There's less of Aaron Roberts. There's more Jesus Christ. Because I'm releasing myself. I'm not my own. As Paul said, I'm a prisoner of Jesus Christ. Well, I don't have my own thoughts. I don't have my own ideas. Because, you know, the more times that we go through these things, as it goes and progresses, we realize, you know what? I'm making a mess of things. And sometimes we don't want to admit that. We don't want to admit that we're the ones that's caused the problems.
Right.
And it's like, Lord, I'm just going to lay this in your hands. And then what do we say? it's in his control. Lord, do as you see fit.
Right.
I'm just going to take my hands off it. Because if I lay it in his hands and let him do the work, whether it looks good, whether it looks bad, no matter what happens, if it's in his hands, it's going to be right.
Amen.
It's going to accomplish exactly what it needs to accomplish.
Right.
Hear this. Brother Ram, speaking of here, talking about the Israelites on their journey, when God sent Moses to them, and when he came into the land, and Moses began to speak to Pharaoh, and he began to speak to the children of Israel about there's a place for them to go to. God's going to bring them out. You know, the first thing that he had to deal with is they still had a prisoner's mentality. They still had a slave mentality. They were still slaves, but God began to speak to them. Listen, you're delivered. You're the children of promise.
Yes.
There's a promise for you to go to.
Absolutely.
And as they were down there, and Moses began to speak to Pharaoh, let my people go. And every single time the Pharaoh's down there, I'm not going to let you go. But you know what? God began to show his power.
Amen.
It's like, well, you know what? If you don't want them to go, I'm going to show you. We're going to turn the Nile into blood. We're going to bring the pestilence.
Yes.
You know, all the frogs, all the flies, all the problems that they brought in.
That's right.
And you know, God hardened Pharaoh's heart, but they went through all of those things that they had to deal with. All the destruction, the darkness, all those things. But God was showing them, hey, I'm in control of this.
Amen.
He's speaking to the children of Israel, saying, listen, I'm in control of this. Because my prophet is here. My mouthpiece is here, and he's speaking these things. And when it comes to pass, this is what's going to take place.
Yes.
Because it only took place when Moses came out there and he said, because you're not allowing them to go. But he's showing it to the children of Israel. Listen, this is the same God that promised this to your father Abraham, that there's a land flowing with milk and honey for you to come to.
Right, right.
And he's showing them, listen, this is my power to you to show you these things.
That's right.
But he's showing it to Egypt, that Egypt's like, oh, we're the greatest nation. You can't overcome us. Yeah, we're showing you.
Mm-hmm.
By the destruction, every single systematic destruction that took place in Egypt. It was showing God working through all of that.
Right.
And then the last one, he said, was the death of the firstborn. And so here he is. God had given them the sacrificial lamb and told it to slay it and put it upon the lintel on the doorpost, the sign of the cross that the death angel did not come to their home. He said they had separated themselves from all their possessions. You know, the trouble of it is we don't want to separate ourselves. We don't like to do that, but God wants us to separate.
Yes.
He said we want mixers. God wants separators. And you have to come out sometime and stand alone if you ever walk with God. So there's a path for us to walk that we have to go out from beyond everybody else and stand there and do the things that nobody else does.
Right.
That don't make any sense to anybody else. But But there's a journey that God starts you on, and you got to come to that same place. It's not going to make sense to everybody. People don't understand everything.
Right. Amen.
But it's what God, where God leads you.
Right.
You got to step out in faith, and you know, you wonder why things happen sometimes the way they do. It's to show you that you've got faith.
Amen.
God can lead you.
Right.
It's like, well, you know, what does this person think, or what does that person think? Well, it's between you and God. That's the majority. Yeah. What did God speak to you? And it's like, well, you know, you have questions sometimes, but you know, all you can do is pray for people.
Yeah. Amen.
Like, you know, people go through things and you wander around. It's like, I don't know. I'm not going to argue with you. I'm going to pray for you.
Right.
Because if God leads somebody to do something, and the paths and ways, he's like, well, I wouldn't do it that way. Well, you know what? I'm not God, so I don't know. But you know what? We're just going to pray about it.
Amen.
You know, there's times that you see these things, and you know, if God calls you to go somewhere or do something, and you know, you go on these things, but God begins to speak to you and show you these things. But in time, you're going to see that He's going to show that this is the right path. He's going to manifest it.
Amen. Right.
That everybody's going to see that this is the right path for you to be on. And you know, when you go on a journey, and I was thinking about traveling, and I like traveling, and I'm gonna just kind of share this morning, but. You know, I like getting out and traveling, going places, and you know, I got to go up north, and you know, I've always had a dream to see the different states and travel, and so you know, I went on a trip, and everybody's like, you know, why would you do that? Because I want to.
Right.
Because there's something on the inside I want to see these things.
Right.
There's other things out there that I want to see, and you know, I just got in the truck and I drove.
Right.
And it's nice because, you know, in a way, because, you know, it's, you don't have anybody holding you back or, you know, anything like that. I slept when I wanted to. I got up. I got started. I got on the road, stopped when I wanted to. You know, you get on this path and you get to see things, and you're traveling, and it's nice to be, you know, to be by yourself, and it's just you and the Lord and traveling and just going down the road and listening to messages and just having just the wide open spaces and all those type things. It was a real energizing thing for me. I just really enjoyed it. And so, and you know, it's not that I don't love my family or all that, but you know, sometimes it's just nice to have your own space and just have a little bit of, you know, just do your own thing. And I know that's probably going to get me in trouble, but that's all right. I'm used to living in trouble. So, I've made it 52 years like that, and I'll probably be like that till I get out of here. But you know, when you get on that and you begin to see those things, and it's just, you know, there's something on the inside that you want to go. Well, you know, you don't have to. You don't have to try to explain it to everybody, because not everybody's going to understand that. And it's like, why in the world would you want to go up north? Why? Because you know what? I've never seen it before. There's something on the inside. I want to see it. And some people are homebodies. You know, it's like, listen, my house is here, and I don't want to be more than 30 miles from home. Me, I want to see the world. Why? Because there's more out there to see. And it's the same way with being in the Word of God. There's more to see. There's more to dig into. There's more. Because, you know, if you just keep seeing the same thing over and over, you're missing the greatest part of God. Because, you know, it's like, well, you know, and people say, well, I don't see anything happening. Well, you know what? If you get into God and you start praying and you start believing, then you know what? You're going to start seeing more things of God. Because when you say, I don't see God move, I don't see this, I don't see that, then you know what? It's telling me that you're speaking of your own experience.
Right.
My experience is I'm stale. Yeah. I'm stuck.
Right.
But you know what? If you get in there and you start digging, then you know what? I'm gonna keep digging. I'm gonna keep digging. And you know, if I don't find anything, you know what? At least I've dug, and I'm closer or further away than I was before because something's changed.
Right.
But you know what? The more you get into God, and the more you seek God, He's gonna meet you there.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I've never seen one time where you didn't seek God that He didn't come on the scene.
Right.
Amen.
And so you see these things. It's like I can tell you. You know, some people, you know, like I've always wanted to cross the Chesapeake Bay Bridge, going through Virginia, going to the eastern shore of Virginia, going through the tunnels. Well, I went through there. I know what it's like.
Yeah.
I've experienced that. Amen. That's my experience.
Amen.
I've been through the state of Delaware. I took that journey. And all I can say is Delaware, all the part that I was in, it was all flat. It's just flat farmland.
Right.
But you know what? I can speak of that because it's my experience.
Right.
And you know, I went up through there, and I went to New Jersey, and I went in, and you know, it's like everybody thinks, you know, it's just like these big cities. It's like I went through just a bunch of little towns.
Yep.
Everybody was real friendly. But you know, it's just these little towns, these little country roads. They got farmland. I went through Lancaster, Pennsylvania, seen the Amish farms. See, I can speak of my experience.
That's right.
And I know what it's like. I went to Valley Forge and walked around. And I was thinking about what Brother Bram said. He said, because I'm an American.
Right.
He said, I was at Valley Forge.
That's right.
When those men walked out there struggling through the wintertime.
Right.
But you know, there was something on the inside of them that they had a desire for freedom.
Yes, right.
There was something on the inside that they wanted to express. They were, because their God-given right made them free.
Right.
And they stood out there, and that was the struggle that they went through.
Yes.
And brothers and sisters, by God's grace, He's given us that this morning, that we can be free.
Amen. Amen.
God's word has come to us that we can be free.
Yeah, right.
That we can go on this journey.
Right.
That you can go through. And it's like, if you have that desire, then you know what? There's a path made for you to go.
Amen.
And you know, and you, when you begin to speak of these things, then nobody can take that experience away from you.
Right.
I have an experience. I've experienced these things.
Right.
And when you look back in your life and you see where you were to where you are today, I've got an experience that I can I can speak of.
Amen.
And I can share that with other people. This is the kind of freedom that you have this morning.
Amen.
In Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Do you want to take this? There's a journey that's laid out before us. And if you say, well, I want to go higher in God, well, you know what? There's a path made for you to go higher in God.
Right. Yes, sir.
If you're sick this morning and you can't get well, faith is a long-range vision.
Amen.
Then all you got to do is look out ahead of you and see that, because the scripture says, by His stripes ye were healed.
Right.
It's a finished work. All you got to do is look at that and keep walking toward that.
Right.
You keep speaking of that.
Yes.
And you walk into that.
Amen.
How many people have we seen that begin to speak of that and just begin to speak the word of God, and the test may show that things have gotten worse and worse, but you know what? God will come on the scene.
Yes.
Amen. God bless you this morning. We'll have the musicians come.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless you.